At the National Biodiesel Conference, I am visiting with Susan and Ilya. Do I pronounce that right?
Ilya, yeah.
I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself first. We'll start with you, Susan.
I'm Susan Williams. I'm an associate professor of chemical engineering at the University of Kansas, and I'm one of the co-directors of the KU Biodiesel Initiative.
All right. And you?
And I'm Ilya Tabak. I'm a PhD student in environmental engineering and also co-director of the KU Biodiesel Initiative.
So this kind of pre-session that's going on here, explain to me what the purpose and who all's attending, whoever would like to.
I'll give it a shot. So the Collegiate Biodiesel Producer Forum is kind of an idea to bring collegiate producers and other individuals that kind of have experience with the collegiate producer setting together and exchange ideas, talk about what we learn, talk about how do we work together better, as well as maybe how can the National Biodiesel Board and other organizations kind of help us work together to improve our education programs as well as production capacity and things like that, and answer a lot of questions that are there.
So who's here? Who are these participants?
So we have two active biodiesel programs, a couple other students from various institutions. We also have a couple faculty members from University of Arkansas, from University of Idaho, University of Kansas, Grain Valley State, and others that kind of represent education components as well as collegiate programs, as well as some biodiesel research, and have kind of seen programs come and go and what's possible, as well as some of our presenters are the Director of Sustainability from the National Biodiesel Board, as well as David Slade from REG, that's talking about technical issues. And so we're discussing a lot of issues that are maybe not unique, but are very important to consider for small organizations that are producing limited quality like collegiate producers.
So is part of the intent to encourage more collegiate programs, for example, and or to enhance, I mean, some of these, I suppose, are students here that are participating in programs already.
I think it's a little bit of both. We'd like to see more collegiate producers. We'd also like to help them get started. A lot of us have experience in some of the issues that come along with becoming collegiate producers. So how do you help them get over those hurdles without having it be a 4 or 5 year process that just ends up dying before it has momentum? But we'd also like to really just get more students at the NBB conference and have, you know, people who are interested in biodiesel and learning about it become aware of what's happening and the opportunities that are here and the job market that is available, and really try and encourage those students to be involved.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. Just wanted to get a little bit of understanding of what this particular forum is that's taking place here, since I think it's the first time, I guess.
It is the first time,
yes. All right, well, thank you both very much. Here at National Biodiesel Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.